Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
People send me stories all the time or ask me about crazy lawsuits. And you have to remember that just because a lawsuit got filed does not mean that somebody got money from it. Now, we've heard of outrageous awards given to people, often overturned on appeal. But once in a while, the crazy lawsuits do get thrown out. That is, dismissed by a court. So here's one that was dismissed, but it does show you how far some people will stretch when trying to find a liability to pin on somebody else. From SF Gate, Ariana Binman wrote it. Matt sent it to me. Tourist sues Hawaii resort after visiting recommended state beach. And that's the entire gist of it. Someone at the resort recommended a beach. They went there, got hurt, and they want to sue the resort. A visitor in Maui sued a resort after it recommended he visit Makena State Park, one of Hawaii's signature beaches several miles away. That was reported by KHON2. The outlet says a wave hit the man from behind and his head then hit the ocean sand and he became paralyzed. He filed a lawsuit arguing that the hotel failed to warn him of the dangers of the shoreline and that they were therefore liable for his injuries. Now, it seems like a stretch, but the facts get a little worse for his argument. KHON2 says the incident took place back in August of 2012. And the reason that we're talking about it now, I presume, is because the lawsuit got filed, got dismissed, an appeal got filed, and the appeal likewise upheld the lower court's ruling that the case should be dismissed. But back then, the man asked one of the hotel employees about a good beach. And that's a quote. He said, "Do you know a good beach?" And he said that it was for him and his family to go visit. "Do you know a good beach?" The employee gave them directions to the Makena State Park Beach, or Big Beach, which is known for its beautiful white sands and its sometimes hazardous conditions for surfers and bodyboarders. Now, there's a permanent dangerous shore break sign that warns beachgoers and specifically mentions serious injuries. This beach has dangerous conditions which could lead to serious injuries. Now, if you got to the beach after the man recommended it to you, and you saw that sign and decided to proceed, I would assume you're doing so at your own peril. Court documents also report that the same day he visited the beach, lifeguards were making warning announcements on the PA system. There were multiple other signs with red flags in the area. If you ever go to a beach on an ocean and there's somebody in charge, they'll often have a flag system to indicate the conditions that day. Red flags might seem to indicate such a thing. KHON2 reported that the circuit court ultimately ruled in favor of the resort, concluding that it had no general duty to warn its guests of dangers beyond its property line, especially miles away. The outlet says that even if the resort had a duty to tell patrons about ocean dangers, there can be no liability as a matter of law since warnings were all over Big Beach regardless. And that's something you have to ask yourself logically. If someone's going to ignore a sign that says danger, are they going to heed the advice of somebody who says, "Oh, by the way, danger"? I mean, the sign seems more important to me than a verbal acknowledgement of some sort. The outlet says that recently, Hawaii's Intermediate Court of Appeals upheld the dismissal of the case. So the question simply is now, will they appeal that to the Hawaii Supreme Court, or will they let that lay as it is? So as of right now, the man's not going to get anything from the resort. And it's unclear, because the man might not be able to go after the state for the beach. In fact, I doubt that he can. That's probably why he's suing the resort. But it brings us to the whole issue about at what point responsibility becomes yours to take care of your own safety. I can tell you that I did an article a while back, a video, where I ran a photograph of what I looked like the day after I crashed on my mountain bike at a place called Pontiac Lake. And I think the video is entitled, "I Went to Court Looking Like This." And I'll put a link in the description below. And the reason I was at Pontiac Lake, I loved that place. And the reason I knew about it, a guy at the bike shop where I bought my bike recommended it. So what happened is I went in, I bought my bike. I was biking a bunch of different places. I'd never been to Pontiac Lake State Recreation Area on my mountain bike at that time. We're talking the mid-1990s, early 1990s. And so I had this mountain bike. I was looking for places to ride. And I'm talking to the guy and I said, "Do you know of any places that are around here that I don't know about?" And he goes, "Have you been to Pontiac Lake?" And I said, "No, I've heard of it. I've driven by it before, years ago. What's the deal?" And he goes, "It's a great ride." And he goes, "Just to let you know, it's scary." And I go, why is that? And he goes, well, there's just a lot of stuff out there, rocky drops and fast things and obstacles and stuff. He goes, but it's scary. He goes, but it's one of the best rides in southeastern Michigan. And it is. And it put me in the hospital. So I didn't even think of suing the guy for telling me to go there. Although, quite frankly, he did give me a heads up. But, you know, when you go to any place and you're mountain biking, there's signs all over the place saying, you know, careful, this is a mountain bike trail and things can happen. There's stuff out here that might hurt you. A lot of people might now say, but Steve, this reminds us of the crazy lawsuit about the guy who's being sued because he dropped his Jeep off at the dealership for an oil change. And by the way, after I put that video up, I've still gotten several hundred emails saying, Steve, have you seen this story? And then I get dozens of emails going, oops, I'm sorry. I see you've already talked about it. The difference there is there's a statute in Michigan that says specifically, if something happens where your car hurts somebody and you own it, owner liability will come back to you. So for someone to sue the guy behind the counter who recommends a beach is not the same as the guy who says, well, I'm going to file a lawsuit because there's a law that says I can. And so I think what most people understand is that the real problem with the Michigan Jeep case is the law on the books. There ought to be an exemption for when you turn the key over to somebody who ought to be responsible, i.e. a car dealership, and they hand the key to a kid or a guy who's not licensed to drive and doesn't know how to drive a clutch and put him behind the wheel. If you ask the owner of that vehicle, is it okay if we do this? I guarantee the guy would have said, no, I don't want an unlicensed driver who doesn't know how to drive a clutch driving my clutch car. No, you know, and so that's the problem. The problem there is the statute. But I know some people think the family's wrong, but that's another story altogether. The real question, like I said, is they are filing a lawsuit under a statute that's on the books. So there you go. But here, the tourist sued the resort because when asked, do you know of a good beach? Guy said, yeah, that beach, very popular beach. The guy went over there and apparently walked by signs that said dangerous shore break, which can cause serious injuries. And at that point, I think the court's going to say, you know something? This one's on you, my friend. So got to thank Matt for sending it, SF Gate for publishing it, Ariana Bindeman wrote it. Tourist sues Hawaii resort after visiting recommended state beach. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Shh, my coffee and I are having a moment. I will deal with you later.